This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Brazil President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. They would be reviewing the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two leaders would also be exchanging views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora, reformed multilateralism, global governance, and issues concerning the Global South. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project in the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority in Uttar Pradesh through a video conferencing today. The project is aligned with the government's efforts to strengthen domestic manufacturing capabilities, reduce import dependence, and build resilient global supply chains. The facility is expected to create thousands of direct and indirect employment opportunities to engineers, technicians, and professionals while catalyzing growth in ancillary industries. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 concluded at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday with a strong global endorsement of India's responsible AI vision. Addressing the concluding press conference in New Delhi, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. Mr. Vaishnav said more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition.
This AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. About more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learnt a lot, interacted with many experts from the world. We had practically every major AI player in the world participating in large numbers. We had so many startups getting the opportunity to showcase their work. Overall, the quality of discussion was phenomenal.
Today is the last day of India AI Impact Expo. Government extended the expo for one more day because of the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors. Our correspondent reports that the expo will be open from 9:15 a.m. till 6 p.m. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to attend the Raising Day Parade of the Central Reserve Police Force and lay the foundation stone of 10th Assam Police Battalion in Guwahati today. Around 1,400 CRPF personnel across 8 contingents will participate in the parade. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare J.P. Nadda will launch the tetanus and diphtheria vaccine today to protect against serious diseases like tetanus and diphtheria. The program will be held at the Central Research Institute, Kasauli, in Himachal Pradesh. The tetanus and diphtheria vaccine marks an important step towards strengthening the country's public health system. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on tariffs, U.S. President Donald Trump said there is no change in the trade deal with India and emphasized that the India deal is on. White House official has clarified that the tariff on India will drop to 10% temporarily following U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement of a new global tariff. The new tariff will replace the earlier International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA-based duties that were struck down by the Supreme Court. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall and thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe during the next 2 days. According to the IMD, similar conditions will also prevail over South Interior Karnataka today. The weather agency also noted that Northwest India, Central India, Gujarat and Maharashtra will experience a gradual rise in maximum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius during the next 2 days. In hockey, India will begin their overseas leg of the FIH Pro League against Spain in Hobart today. The game is scheduled to begin at noon. The Indian men's hockey team will be keen to make a strong comeback under new captain Hardik Singh, especially in the absence of regular skipper Harmanpreet Singh. In women's cricket, India will take on Australia in the third and final T20I of the three-match series at Adelaide Oval Stadium in Australia today. The match will begin at 1:45 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.